Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ask you nicely.
What?
Move down. You're too close to my house. Pellets fell on my house.
I didn't shoot once in that direction.
Pellets fell on my house. You're the two. I'm filming you.
You do whatever you want.
I'm filming you, Bob. I told you the other day.
In case you don't know what this is, the world's greatest basketball coach, the general, Robert Knight, he's out with a pellet gun, and he's accidentally shot one of his neighbors with a pellet gun, and the neighbor is now coming out with a video camera saying to Bobby Knight, hey, you shot me with a pellet gun.
Oh, my God. What's the general doing with a pellet gun? Being Bobby Knight?
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't need a reason to have a pellet gun. Anyway, here's the thing from the beginning. Again.
I ask you nicely.
What?
Move down. You're too close to my house. Pellets fell on my house.
I didn't shoot once in that direction.
Pellets fell on my house. You're the two. I'm filming you.
You do whatever you want.
I'm filming you, Bob. I told you the other day. If y'all want to go back in there, fine. But I don't want no pellets landing on my house while I'm cleaning my swimming pool. When you have bullets
landing... You're swearing and cussing and yelling. I don't need them.
When you have pellets landing in my swimming pool, don't move the gun towards me again.
I did not shoot
Do not move the gun towards me again.
Nobody moved the gun towards you.
It's on film. Don't do it again. I'm asking you now to move.
Here's the gun.
Move down further where the pellets don't land at my house. How would you like for pellets to land on your house?
15 times. Why don't you go? We've heard you. We're here legally.
Move down away from my house.
Go. Go.
Move down away from my house.
Go.
I'm going to. The Don and Mike
Show. Really, really good stuff.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Not as good as Tony La Russa with the alphabet.
R-S-T-U-V, V-Z, T-U-V, X-Y, X-Z.
Yeah.
You shut up. That's disgusting.
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Bite me.
Tempting. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Terry again.
Oh, my God.
Rob, I'm sorry, Joe, why'd you put her back through again?
No, I just want to say one thing.
Oh, hold on, Terry. Go. We have a question that we need answered here.
Why you were put through?
Joe?
Okay. I didn't. Well, she took her cold.
Oh, my God. You should have flagged her.
Oh, no.
What's the luck? 14 lines. The one.
Oh, I can flag her forever, that's for sure.
No.
God, no.
Flag her. What else, honey?
No, I just wanted to.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather?
She got rice through again.
So luck. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
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 How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. How about you?
I'm all right. I was listening to you guys call that lady a punta earlier, and I happen to work with a lot of Spanish people. Those They're great people. Hard workers. Punta is the B word.
Is the B word?
Meaning what? Yeah. Bitch? Butt?
Yeah. Yes, culo is the A word.
Ass?
Yeah. And Pinocha is the vagina.
Robbie, be a loving. Get that tape of Arnold where he says, I like the punta.
Yeah,
the
I thought he was giving him compliments.
The wonderful punta.
So when Arnold is back in his younger days with the Brazilian dancers, the showgirls, and he's very excited about what he's seeing.
And then he also says later, because... They're devoted to my favorite body part.
The ass.
The ass.
Right. That's back in horny Arnold days. Well, he's still horny.
Yeah, that pumping iron days.
Changes. That's very surprising because I thought it was a term of endearment.
The nice punta.
That was a compliment.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is Muhammad. I am very much enjoying your iPod.
Get out of here, Muhammad. That's the whole thing with
He's
FedEx.
Got a car full of them.
FedEx from before. Here's Arnold.
Tell them that I want to thank them for the fantastic performance.
Pela fantástica apresentação.
And for showing me the nice punta. Punta.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm thinking if we're trying to get the correct translation, maybe Arnold is not the right guy to go with.
What? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I just want to know, what does it matter what her coworkers speak? I'm sure they don't get a word in against her.
Amen to that.
Oh, she's lovely. Terry the Irish Rose.
You know, really, I think the universe would cease to exist if she and Gladys Kravitz were on the phone at the same time.
And it was the same way with Gladys. We kept her on the very first time she called for a good long time, and then with each subsequent call, it became more and more difficult, and it grew into a pure love-hate relationship.
A feud. A loving family feud. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. How about you?
Good. I just wanted to also say, I wanted to say that puta actually means bitch, but the way that they're pronouncing it means tip.
It means what?
Tip, T-I-P, because they're pronouncing it like P-U-N-T-A, and that means something different than P-U-T-A.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mrs. Spicoli, we're on a slippery slope here.
Did you hit the button?
I did not, because she corrected herself.
Good, because she said T-I-P.
Well, yeah. I'm totally confused now. Here we are, simply trying to give a lovely Irish lady a compliment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if you were referencing the Arnold Schwarzenegger tape, that's if it's Brazilian, that would be Portuguese. So that might be the...
You know what? You're smarter than we are. You're absolutely right.
Well, now I'm totally confused.
Just, doesn't he also say that the Brazilian or Puerto Rican way...
Brazil is the home of my favorite body part, the ass.
So he's not speaking Spanish. He's in Brazil.
Oh, boy. I tell you, we're totally confused now.
We're stupid.
Well, if it resulted in an insult to Terry the Irish Rose, I think we haven't done our job.
Maybe I'm the stupidest, but isn't Brazil quite a distance from Portugal?
Yeah, but they speak Portuguese in Brazil.
Yes. Why? Hello, Donna, my show.
Because they came over from Portugal.
Yeah, I was wondering, the guy that called a couple calls ago, does he work with people from Spain who are Spanish or Latinos? Because there's a difference.
Well, now, you know, we got a bunch of guys that are sitting here looking at each other with dumb looks on their faces.
We wish we knew.
Because we're totally confused.
I took French.
And the Portuguese came over to Brazil. That's why they speak Portuguese there. And they brought the nuts.
They should have stayed put.
I don't care about those people. 3 hours until kickoff. Do you hear me?
Yeah, baby.
3 hours until kickoff.
Right.
Mike, I don't wear the colors as brightly as you do. I very rarely, like when you have your rally Red Sox stuff, I rarely have the chance to say, let's go, Pack.
Yeah, when you're saying that, you're speaking figuratively, of course, because, you know, wearing the colors, you know, as far as what you wear every day, you are a tremendous fan. You just don't talk about it with as much enthusiasm as I do.
I'm an idiot. I wear Green Bay Packers clothing virtually
every
day.
That's your thing. You got it on your car. You got it on your body. You wear it. You wear Green Bay Packers underwear, Green Bay Packers socks.
Come on now.
Go, Pack, go!
Tonight, hours away. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I really think they have a chance. I don't think they're going to kill Dallas, but I think it'll be a good game. And I feel bad for all Packer fans and all football fans. The NFL Network took out these gigantic ads in the newspaper today,
right,
all over the country, mm-hmm, saying, we got a great game tonight. And if you can't see it, don't blame us.
Yeah, you're out of luck.
Right.
Blame your cable company.
You didn't pay for the and if the cable company does not carry the NFL Network, then you're double screwed if you can't get it in your area without buying the dish like everybody was doing in Green Bay.
And the way that this thing has to go is that there has to be one cable company out there that caves, and it's got to be a big one.
You equate the fact that the NFL Network covering a game this big is similar to TBS carrying the playoffs?
No, and here's why, Mike, because they lucked into this.
Mm-hmm.
With the NFL Network getting their limited schedule,
right,
they get games that could be good, could be bad.
So this happens to be, I mean, nobody expected Dallas and Green Bay both to have the seasons that they're having.
As a matter of fact, if they could, NBC, I'm sure, would take this game for the flex game this week.
Mm-hmm.
They can't because it's on the NFL Network. So now what the NFL is saying is, well, if you don't want to pay the cable guy extra, mm-hmm, and you don't want to get satellite, we will put some limited highlights on NFL.com. If you want to log on during the game, mm-hmm, we'll show you just a clip or two.
This will result in a tremendous windfall for both the cable companies and the NFL Network.
Sure. There has to be once one of the giants like Comcast caves and makes this part of basic cable,
right,
it'll be okay. I think everybody should remember back to when the NFL first went on ESPN and went on TNT. We had much the same reaction. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you don't have cable TV, you're screwed.
Right.
This is just the next evolution of that. Mm-hmm. Although it strikes me as very heavy-handed with the NFL. They've got so much friggin' money.
Oh, I mean, it's the monopoly of monopolies. There's no question about it.
And in this case, they're almost like a drug dealer. Wouldn't you say to the cable companies, hey, guess what? There is such a demand for this game that this week only, everybody in America gets the NFL Network for free.
Yeah, be a preview.
On their cable system.
It'd be like when Showtime or HBO comes on with their preview.
So you watch it this week, and you watch the game on Thursday night, and if you like it, then you buy it.
It's not going to happen, though.
There's a lot of ways that you can do it, and people just are getting screwed. Mm-hmm. And now Rob has been standing there like a statue.
No, I got a good question.
Goddamn Abraham Lincoln sitting there.
You'll know this.
What?
Who calls this game tonight? Who's up in the booth?
Who cares?
I care, desperately.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
Who is it up there? Because it's not the NBC team.
It's Bryant Gumbel.
Bryant Gumbel and Chris Collinsworth.
Okay, cool. There you are. That's what I wanted to know.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Bye. I hate doing that to you. I hate waving you away from the microphone.
I knew you'd know.
But don't let it take away from your excitement of the big game.
Oh, I'm thrilled about the game.
Now, how crestfallen, though? I mean, it's a game. They're in the driver's seat. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter if they lose this game.
It's not win or lose. It's the fact that they're back and they're 10-1.
And it's just like back in the day when you were a kid, when you were a little one, and it was Dallas and Green Bay. I mean, back the Frozen Tundra days.
Or even 10 years ago. Right. And it's really, really good, and it's goddamned exciting. And, you know, screw the NFL. And we are all – I'm the biggest lemming when it comes to the NFL.
Right.
I mean
– I don't think you should put this much emotion into a sports team, though. I really don't think so. Because, you know, I don't understand. First of all, you know, it's just a game. It's
I'll tell you
just
what, though,
game.
Mike. If I owned a bar/restaurant
– Yes.
You bet your ass –
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I would have signs up saying, I got the game on tonight on every goddamn screen.
Mm-hmm. If we have the NFL Network. I'm not sure.
Don't you have a satellite at your place?
Yes.
Well, then you've got a channel.
You know what we have? We have the HD package, too. We have the HD package, and I think that includes the NFL Network.
Should be sad.
I'll double check that before the show's over.
I know there's a hell of a lot of people that are going to be going to sports bars tonight.
Right.
That are going to be going to friends' houses tonight. And I just feel that the NFL played this wrong with us.
Rizzo, if we have the game, call me, because I got to find out now. I want to make sure.
It's really bad. You know, I mean, goddamn. What if you're
wrong? Well, it's the monopoly, but I mean, that's happened with the NFL more than any other league for years, you know? I mean, now that we've got DirecTV, a lot of people have DirecTV, they can get it, but the blackouts with the, I mean, that didn't the NFL start that? Didn't they really start that whole thing?
They did, but that's based on home team and sales and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, and then on the other hand, you look at it like, well, a cable company charges you, what, 70 cents a month for the NFL Network. Do you realize on your average cable company you're paying for TNT, you're paying a quarter a month.
Right.
For ESPN, you pay 55 cents a month.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at it like that, it's not a really big deal. There's so much money to be made by so many people, and there are so many people who are willing to pay for it. I just don't know why the NFL's dicking everybody around.
The reason the NFL's dicking people around is it's the same reason that DirecTV can dick people around. It's called a monopoly.
Because
and the monopoly is twofold. You've got the monopoly with the DirecTV, and you've got it with the NFL. And really, I mean, really, they're the only, you have no options. When it comes to the NFL, you have no options.
I mean, if I didn't have the dish, I would have gone out and bought one today.
You're that motivated?
And have them hook it up.
Can you imagine, seriously? I mean, I know that they break out stats for that thing. Can you imagine the windfall that this is going to result in for DirecTV? It's going to be true. It's probably going to be one of the biggest things that's happened to them.
Let's say Dish Network,
in a regular season.
Dish Network carries the NFL Network as well.
Sure.
And they carry high def NFL.
And it's also a tremendous windfall for Stuart Eisen. Will he be the main guy? Will he be the Mr. Pre-game guy?
And please check out his almost cancerous short haircut.
As the receding has gone to complete loss of hair.
Please check out Richard Eisen tonight and say a prayer that he's not going through chemotherapy.
Our former friend, Chris Stuart Eisen, we loved him so much.
I got an email from somebody saying that Rich Eisen was writing a book.
I called him Stuart Eisen. It's Rich Eisen. That's right.
But I know you meant Stuart Scott.
Right. Stuart Scott, Rich Eisen. They're a hybrid.
But somebody sent me an email saying that Rich Eisen, maybe it's already being published now, has written a book about the first 4 years of the NFL Network, and that we are featured on two of the pages
in an unflattering light?
Oh, he cuts us one for that thing at the Super Bowl. Oh.
Really?
Where we made him wait.
We got to get this book.
Yeah, we got to get it.
It's going to be fantastic.
Buzz, would you Google that right now? Could you just Google Rich Eisen book?
And who's going to buy that book, incidentally? The first 4 years of the NFL Network.
God.
That's like the first 4 years of Oxygen. Yeah, the first 4 years of Oxygen TV.
Journey to the Center of the NFL Universe. Would that be the name of the book?
That's...
Yeah,
there's a guy that's got it in perspective.
Uh-huh. Is it out now?
Yeah, it is. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. Has it for $18.
We'll have it tomorrow.
It's right across the street.
We'll have it tomorrow.
Oh, if he cuts us one, I can't wait to read it. Hello, Rich Stewart Eisen.
Plus, who the hell gave him a book deal?
Yeah, well, that's what he thinks. He's the man.
Right?
He really and it's not even referencing the NFL Network. It's Journey to the Center of the NFL Universe.
That's right. And there's Rich running like OJ used to right there on the cover of the book.
Oh, my God. Isn't that's the most egomaniacal book cover I've ever seen in my life.
I thought you'd see it that way.
Total Christ. Access. So that's what the deal is, right?
Rich
right.
Eisen.
Superman.
Dick Eisen.
There he is.
Okay.
Oh, he is so out of touch.
Well, you're going to see his stupid mug tonight if you watch the game.
And he wrote about us. You know, good or bad, I don't care. I think that's fantastic.
He's a friggin' shill for the NFL. We got to do this because we went so long with that very nice lady.
Terry the Irish Rose.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.